It's something that myself and Councillor Meg McMahon and Councillor John Feely and Pierce Doherty TD have been working on now for a while. The announcement came as a result of me writing to the Minister, Kevin Boxer-Moran, asking for a solution. And we're very grateful that he's confirmed that there will be cross-border collaboration on this, because that's what's needed. A cross-border solution is needed because Pedego is, it's a very important part of the border region, and a very important network. So it doesn't have to be a cross-border solution to this problem.
Now, recently there was absolute uproar when a national review concluded that Pettigo did not meet the threshold for designation as an area that would be potentially significantly at risk from floods. So what has changed in the meantime?
From my understanding, is basically, obviously we heard that as well, and we were rightly concerned, as were the residents and the business owners. And it was on the back of that that I wrote to the Minister, and he has revealed now that there will be some work going. You know, so whilst it hasn't got the designation, they do recognise that it is a problem area, and therefore that they will work with the Department for Infrastructure Rivers to try and find a solution.
The Office of Public Works and the Department for Infrastructure and Rivers coming together to make sure that the risk along the River Termon there can be, hopefully going forward, be nullified to a degree.
Well, that's the only way it can be solved, because water doesn't recognise borders. And, you know, so to get the river sorted and to get the issue sorted, both departments have to work together, because it's a cross-border issue.